Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Villain Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash, and if you know anything about me, it's that I like the game Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't love it as much as Star Fox and tons of other games I can name, but it is still a very good game that I enjoy playing a lot. The movie was phenomenal. I have a Mike Smith and William Afton made costume. Which, technically, if I want to be Michael Afton, which is just what I portray as, because I don't want to be a serial killer, I do. Technically, all it is just putting on the security guard hat. So, in other words, there's not really much difference between Michael Afton and William Afton. The only difference is that Michael had, I want to say, like, dark brown hair, and William had light brown hair. My hair is dark brown, or, as a lot of people, well, it's dark brown, actually, but it's so dark that a lot of people think it to be black, including me for the longest time. I believe it was black. But we're not here to talk about hair color. I'm not that kind of person. Okay, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry about that. I'm here to talk about the FNAF movie, actually, which is why I made this video in the first place. I like the Five Nights at Freddy's movies, although there is a lot of parts in the movie that isn't factual. Now, I know that, you know, they say, hey, the Five Nights at Freddy's movie is not the same universe as a book. It's different universes, but with the same plot and same point, you know? And yeah, I can agree with that. I'm on board. But what if it was part of the same universe? Now, hear me out. I'm not, this isn't a Blake, sorry, this isn't a Brian Dash theory of mine, no, it's baseless speculation, but there is actual facts to, without a shadow of doubt, discern what I'm going to tell you. I can't go through all the facts right now, or this will end up being 5 hours long. If I break down everything I know about Five Nights at Freddy's to make the plot somewhat make sense, I might make videos across the line so you can get the plot technically how I see it. I'm going to be honest with you guys right now, though, however, FNAF 4, if you guys don't already know, it's a dream. It's a dream. That's what they call nightmares. That's why the last night you see Fredbear, as it's getting close to your death, you're seeing what took your life. Which is Fredbear, you know? He's facing his demons. He's not scared of the other animatronics, even though, well, he is, but he's not as scared of the others as he is Fredbear. He's scared of Foxy, because of his brother. But Chica, even Gold Freddy, you know, all them, his friends, as he calls them. His friends left him to die. They were a part of his death. They betrayed him, which is why he's scared of animatronics. Which is why he has to face them all in the night. His friends were a part of the murder. In his mind, at least. And remember what you saw. A lot of people said, oh, he saw his, you know, he was born before the murders took place. It's true. The murder took place in 1985. But he did see a man get put into the Fredbear costume, which in his eyes made it look like he was eaten. Alright? So I guess this is a somewhat theory. So why was he scared of all the others? Well, no one knows. Maybe it's because he saw his friends, you know, get pushed inside the suits. Maybe it's because with metal robots, I mean, I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese, alright? I used to work there a while back, and I was scared of death, to death of the animatronics. I was sad to see them go, yes. But I was still, they were still frightening to me, you know? And I was 21 years old at the time. No, wait. Was I? Yeah, 21. Yeah, sorry, 21 at the time. Which shouldn't have scared me, but it did. A lot. Continuing on this little spiel we're in here.
back to more of just basic speculation variety, if you would. Why? Why am I about to see? I believe that William Afton was not, in fact, 7 years old as the movie portrays. That's what we're getting on. We're talking about William Afton. Because the character in the show is supposed to be around, I don't know, 60 years old, maybe? Late 60s? Just kind of some. Well, I guess not really, since he's a little older than me. He's like mid to like 70s, you know? 70s, early 70s? Mid to late. Early to mid 70s, I would say. That's how it looks. But that's after a decade. You know, if you compare it to the game, a full decade has passed before then. They were like, Brian, hold on, Brian, hold on, chill out, man. What are you saying? Well, I'll tell you what I'm saying, right? William Afton did all these horrific, terrible, awful, horrible murders. Y'all know that. All of us know that. He did it in 1975. They tried to get the revenge on William Afton because he was working the day shift in the second game, which took place in 1987. Didn't work. That's right, but it didn't work. They got Jeremy, an innocent. They bit him. He survived. So they didn't get what they wanted. Which leads to this. And this is what's the really banger of the series here. William Afton hid in a pizzeria after the murders in the back room for 30 years before he was spring locked. And his wife abandoned him. But here's the thing. When Henry speaks to Michael Afton, he sounds to be in his 50s, I want to say. 50s, maybe 60s. And this is why I say this is really on me. Michael would have been in his 20s or 40s. Alright? By that time. Probably 40s. 45, maybe? But if William had Michael when he was in his 20s, then William would have been in his 60s. Not his mid to late 70s, but more like a mid to late 60s. Or maybe even in his 50s. Like, late 50s, early 60s, around those lines. Alright? Because, you know, usually, at least all the people I know had kids about the first or second year they were married, you know? But William was still somewhere in his 20s, I would speculate at least, when his first child died. Or maybe, well, he actually would have been in his 30s because Mike was already 10. So he'd be like 35, I would say, 36. Somewhere along those lines. Somewhere in his 30s. Child died. Moves up 30 years. So 4 years. 1887. So 4 years later. No, sorry, 2 years later. Kill someone. Kills a few people. He hides away. 3 years later, they find him springlocked. And he's dead. He doesn't keep aging. So by my speculation, William Apton would have been around the age of, Here's the thing though. He was springlocked for 30, they say he was missing for 30 years and the rest of them fast for frights reopened. Right? I know what you're saying. Yeah. So, what's your point? This, my dear people, is my point. A very effectuated point. Too. Something that we all need to ask ourselves to get the full point of what I'm trying to lay out here for you all. He was springlocked. They found him springlocked 30 years after the restaurant. Okay? They found him. And what did they do? Immediately moved him to Fazbear Frights. If you look inside the suit the best you can, what do you see? A half-decayed William. Again, you're probably saying, gross, but what's that have to do with anything or any form of this? Well, that's very simple, my friends. If he was already half decayed, that means he had been in the suit for quite a while, doesn't it? So, what I have to ask you, my dear people, is this. Why was he already half decayed? Unless he was in the suit for quite a while. Quite a long while with that, too. Answer. He was springlocked a lot earlier than what they said. Which means he would not have been in his 70s or maybe not in his 60s or possibly not in his 50s. He'd be 40 or 30 by the time he was most likely springlocked. If he was that far decayed. Well, that's just my speculation. If it's a theory, then it's a Brian theory. If it's not a Brian theory, then it's Brian's baseless speculation. What an idiot. Again. Ha ha ha. Anyway. Okay, that's stupid. Anyway, guys, thank you for the view. If that's your pleasure, and pencil on the pencil box, as always, high fives around. And of course, if you want more videos by me, please do not worry, because as always, everyone, you gotta remember, I am a workaholic with a fiction addiction. Look to the shadows, because this world is in fact a very strange one. Leave a like, subscribe, that'd be great, appreciate it. And of course, I'll see you all next time in the next video. And if you guys have dreams, do not worry, guys, because reach for the sky, because the stars the limit. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night.